Have you come to the edge, both afraid and yet ready to fly? Can you trace the inner path of fear and by doing so leap and evolve rather than being obliterated by it? Fear is the mind talk that prevents you from hearing your intuition, from discerning what is in your highest and best interest. Its walls of protection become your self-imposed prison. There really are things to be afraid of, like being physically hurt or incapacitated, emotionally wounded, or spiritually lost. It is essential to learn to distinguish real threat from imagined perils. Fear constricts and distorts energy, producing confusion, narrowing consciousness as you become tense. It is an internal perception, an attitude limiting the reality you can create. You often react to fear by attempting to control it, which produces more fear since life is essentially uncontrollable. The third principle of uncommon sense reminds us anything can happen at any time. Deep within your triune brain lies the limbic system, your emotional brain, with extensive connections to the brainstem below and the cerebrum above. Within it sits the hypothalamus, a thumb-tip-sized nerve cell cluster where the primitive fight-or-flight cascade is initiated. When afraid or stressed, your body reacts with an energizing flood of hormones, emotional cocktails that prepare you to do what is needed for survival. These sensations are similar to being excited, and sometimes you can choose to call your experience exhilaration rather than fear. There are four basic fears, the first being fear of loss of self. You are not forever, and death seems the ultimate loss. Every death you witness is a harbinger of your own. Sometimes you may fear losing yourself in another person by being too close or being dominated or overwhelmed by them. Often when you are making significant changes in your life, you will feel intense fear because you are facing the gap between the old self and the new. Like the trapeze artist who must let go of one bar to grasp the other, you are suspended in a moment of in-between. Loss of self is often reflected in fears of physical, emotional, or mental injury. The second intrinsic fear is of not being good enough, part of which fuels the complex brew of shame. You fear being rejected or condemned, abandoned, or alone. You perhaps worry that you are defective or inadequate, not worthy of being loved or wanted for yourself, although what you do or accomplish may be accepted. When someone criticizes your external behaviors, actions, or creations, what you hear is that your inner being is somehow lacking. You may fear success because you don't deserve it, and you fail to risk because failure only confirms your unworthiness. Feelings of superiority and inferiority are both rooted in this particular disguise of fear. You are afraid that you are the only one who has fears. Boys learn early that real men are never supposed to be afraid. Like many men, you may have become an expert mask maker, hiding from yourself. The fear card asks you today if you are still afraid of what you might find beneath the masks you wear. The third basic fear is that your needs will not get met, that you will be deprived or miss out on something. Impatience really is about wanting your needs to be met first because you do not fully trust. Do you often rush around so driven in your search for satisfaction that you do not see the blessings you already have? Maybe you are triggered by certain situations where you perceive lack because you are still in the grip of more or less conscious fears. The final elemental fear begins around 9 months of age when every human infant exhibits some fear of strangers, and a baby who greeted everyone with a beaming smile may react with tears. You are afraid of other humans who are afraid of you, and everyone agrees not to tell. All humans have a basic xenophobia, a healthy fear of new people, things, and situations, a prudent wariness about change. Whenever you can acknowledge that a fear is present, you take it out of the shadows and reduce some of its power over you. The fear card reminds you that fears are allies, guiding you to grow, to explore deep inside where you may not want to go. Facing your fears stretches you, allows you to risk going beyond, marshaling resources you did not know you possess. They help you stay awake and alert. Might you develop a curiosity about your fears and walk their edge? Have a conversation with the part of yourself that is in fear? What you don't acknowledge, you can't understand, and what you don't understand, you often destroy. Courage is the willingness to be afraid and act anyway. It is accepting the unacceptable, feeling your reluctance and instinct to flee, and starting from there. Sometimes courage means letting yourself run away when you need to, but doing it consciously. When fears arise, just observe and accept them. Expect the best and get into action to move through them, holding a vision of a positive outcome. Trust each moment that although you may not be given all you can imagine wanting, you will be provided with everything you truly need.